No. Can you not do that? You'll blunt them.
Ooh, do you hear that, lads? He says we'll blunt the knives.
Blunt the knives, bend the forks.
Smash the bottles and burn the corks.
Shake the glasses and crack the plates. That's what Bilbo Baggins hates. Blunt the cloth, trail the fat. Leave the bones on the bedroom mat. Pour the milk on the pantry floor. Splash the wine on every door. Dump the crotch in a boiling bowl. Pound them up with a thumping pole. And when you're finished, if they are whole,
by Hobbit Dragon, read by Annalise O10, fandom The Hobbit 2012, pairing Bilbo Baggins Beaufort, rating teen and up. Additional tags include songfic, euphemisms, folk music, and hospitality. Summary. Prompt for the Hobbit kink meme over on LJ. Unbeknownst to Bilbo, blunt the knives is actually slightly out-of-fashion dwarf slang for some sort of sex act, handjob, blowjob, or anything else, really. Hence, Beaufort's very wink-wink, nudge-nudge, ooh, did you hear that, lads? He said we'll blunt the knives. Only, of course, what would have turned into a body song gets somewhat hijacked by Feely and Keely, who are too young to recognize this old fogey lingo. Later that night, though, Beaufort lets Bilbo in on why the other dwarves were laughing too uproariously during that song. I veered away from the prompt a little, but I think it still fulfills the spirit of the thing. The song itself was several hundred years old and had originated in Dale. All of the company knew it well, so as soon as Beaufort drawled, "He says we'll blunt the knives!" Keely was singing, and the rest followed suit. Bilbo Baggins was, of course, mentioned nowhere in the original lyric, which was, "That's what my old mother hates." But as Bilbo was behaving much like a prissy old hen, and his name scanned well, everyone picked up the change as well as the tune. Guffaws and snickering soon echoed in the halls, along with the sounds of flute, boots, plates, knives, and forks. Through it all, the Hobbit ran around desperately trying to avoid the destruction of his property, only to find his dishware still neat and whole at the end of it, and everyone chuckling as if this were part of the joke. "Why make me panic if you weren't going to break them? You think this is funny?" Bilbo said in disgust, throwing his hands up. He had never been fond of practical jokes. One of the dwarves clapped him on the back, and he turned to see which, the one with the very complicated silver braids, one of the three whose names ended in Re. "Lad, your dishes were never in any danger, unless you wanted them pounded up with a thumping pole." This sent the whole party into gales of laughter, and only deepened Bilbo's scowl. "I haven't blunted my knife yet tonight. Any volunteers?" the dwarf with the star-shaped beard and hair called. "Yes, come pour your milk on my pantry floor," one of the younger ones called, the one with dark hair and almost no beard. His brother, the blonde one with the mustache tassels, replied, "And I want my fork bent good and proper tonight. Mr. Dwallin, you care to do the job?" The fits of giggles only worsened at this. "Those are still my knives, forks, and dishes you're talking about," Bilbo spat, even more irritated than before. He could tell there was a joke going on, and he wasn't privy to it. But at this, the eyes of everyone in the room turned to him. "Oh, possessive are you? Do you really think you can handle all four at once?" Someone snorted, and another round of hooting and guffawing broke out. "That'd burn his cork," someone muttered. Then the dwarf with the ridiculous matching pigtails and mustaches, the miscreant who had started the whole thing wrapped an arm around Bilbo. It's an old song, laddie. It's sort of about being a bad guest, see, but it's also about something else. Two blokes rubbing together? Like, that's blunting knives. Bending forks is when one bends over and... Bilbo blushed crimson, suddenly realizing his mistake. Of all the filthy, degenerate things to make a song about, and using home goods as a euphemism? Yes, yes, I see. Thank you very much. But the mustache dwarf did not let up. I'd be happy to leave my bones on your bedroom mat if you're jealous of the other four. Bilbo merely stared, aghast, until the dwarf actually bent down and pressed his hairy lips upon Bilbo's open mouth. The hobbit froze, his body suddenly seeming far away. All around them came wild cries of jubilation and glee. A wet, hot tongue swiped into Bilbo's lips, and he pulled away, gaze fixed on the floor in a mixture of horror and surprise. It had been a very long time since anyone had tried that with him. "Roll me down your hall, Mr. Baggins, and I'll show you all the things I can do with my tongue." The end. Thanks for listening.